We are glad to have joining us via telephone, Rich Karasik, proprietor at Lakeland Hills Golf Course. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
You know, I'm great. I came out and played last weekend. I played 18 out there at Lakeland Hills, and we had a great time, and played out a little earlier in the season. It was a little chillier, and likewise, even with the weather, still had a great time. So it's something about your course that I just think is super fun to play.
Well, you know, it's pretty wide open, and so if you get a little wild off the tee or into the green, you still have a shot at getting on, making par, and getting a good score. So we try to keep it well-groomed in the rough, and it's open. If you're out with friends, you see your friends out there while you're playing. And right now it's in pretty darn good shape, so we're excited about that also.
Yeah, I'm in agreement on the shape of the course. I think everything there was playing well. I think the greens looked great. And, yeah, nothing's too dried out. The weather's been kind of pretty good, a little hot maybe, but pretty good to get out on the golf course pretty much any time you want.
Yes, it has been. The challenge is keeping it green. And the other challenge is with the humidity at night, making sure you don't get any diseases in your greens. We spray them about every 21 days to fight that off. But the weather has been our friend, and if you can stand hot weather, golf is a great activity for that right now. The other thing being with the health issues we have with the COVID, this is an instance where you're given lemons, you make lemonade. We're out there, the open air, people appreciate getting out by themselves, staying safe, social distancing, and every opportunity we have to, you know, we've spread the tee times out to keep people out there and keep them safe. We do it, and knock on wood, we've been fortunate in that regard also.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say both times I've been over to your course this year, no groups standing around together and nothing like that. We got to the tee box. You know, our group was able to stay as socially distanced as necessary, and again, feeling quite comfortable that we're distanced from everybody else too. So not only did we feel safe, but we know we didn't feel like we were endangering anyone else either.
No, and with our staff, I emphasize, be as diligent with the virus and with sanitizing as you were in April and May. It's still here. Nothing has changed, and we don't change any of our procedures, because if you let your guard down, who knows what could happen.
So, I mean, with the pandemic, you guys feel like you've been busier than you might have been without.
I believe so. I think it's a new opportunity, and it's brought some people back to golf to find out that, hey, maybe it is a fun sport that you can socialize and get some exercise and be out in the sunshine. So yes, we are busier than normal, and knock on wood, we hope it continues throughout the next 3 months, because our season is already half over, and now we've got an opportunity the next few months to finish strong.
Rich, when I was there in the clubhouse, I saw a big poster for the Kirk and Ray Haynes outing that you guys have coming up. Is there still room to sign up for that?
There, you know, I think there is. I haven't talked to Brian lately. That is a big event, and again, another challenge. We're doing things differently. We're moving the bar outside under the tent to keep people all outside rather than inside the clubhouse. Uh-huh. The sign up will be outside. Yes, you can get it online and check on that if people are interested in it. But that's our largest event of the year, and it's one of the larger events in the county. It's a 2-day event on the 1st and 2nd of August, and a great cause, and they give scholarships out to the kids, and it's just a fun event for the community of Michigan Center, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Well, geez, you nailed it, because my next question was going to be, what are you guys doing different for big outings? Have you had any outings so far and kind of had a chance to fine-tune what you're doing to keep people safe while also still getting to enjoy themselves?
We have had some, and it's interesting. Some people have said, we're going to pass this year and we're going to come back next year, and others have said, yeah, we want to do it. It's the camaraderie. It's the families getting together, and we move everything pretty much outside. We take the tables outside so that the large tables, there's only 4 to a table, and we plate the food instead of having a buffet so that everybody is getting theirs untouched by other people in the outing. So everything we can do to move it all outside, we do. And knock on wood, no rain, So we haven't been forced with that issue of where do you put that many people if it rains. So that would be the only question. But when we start, we separate the carts, so we get the distancing in the carts. We tell people to separate as you're signing in. And then as they come for the dogs at the turn, we stretch them out there. We're pretty comfortable in what we do and that we are keeping people safe at the same time giving them a great experience.
Yeah, I want to say, again, that's been my experience having played a couple rounds there already this year, that I think you guys have the system down pretty well, at least enough that I again, never found myself standing in a group of strangers at all. And so kudos, I guess. But, yeah, the course looks great. Any golf-related news that maybe you've caught wind of that other people might want to know about?
Well, I was surprised. I saw a couple weeks ago Clark Lake Dominic put the course up for sale, and I was surprised at that. But then I heard right away that someone has purchased it. So that is, I have not confirmed that, but mm-hmm. It came from a pretty good source. So, yeah, there are a few courses for sale, but people are starting to look into golf again as a business and something they may want to get involved with. So that's that, along with the fact that the foot traffic is increasing. Those are good things for our industry because we were on the ropes a little bit a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how much weather can really affect you, you know, because, you know, if it's extra rainy and things are wet and gloomy for the spring, you get to a slow start. And this year you didn't have any of that, and it really picked up right away.
It did pick up, and you're right. People, if they don't get enthused in the beginning, you know, the clubs don't really come out, and they turn to the lakes, the recreation. Not so much tourism and traveling this summer, so that's kept people at home. I suspect uh-huh. I would not want to be a golf course owner up in northern Michigan or up in the UP, that they probably are hurting, and their bad luck is our good luck, so...
All right. Well, Rich, I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Got any last-minute thing you want to drop in? Do it now.
I think this weekend, we've got open golf this weekend. Anybody wants to come out, we're still $19 for 9 with a cart, $29 for 18 with a cart. Haven't changed those prices since 2008, 12 years. So come on out and give us a visit.
All right. Rich Karasik from Lakeland Hills Golf Course. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you. Take care.